Oh my god, check this place out. It's fucking disgusting. Look like it's been untouched since the 1970s. I love it. Do you think they'll have one of those vibrating beds? Get the black light out?
There's probably swinger roaches having key parties in here. Wanna throw yours in the bowl? You fucked worse, right?
Yeah, I was thinking of Becca specifically. You know me too well. I got your heavy-ass bag. Don't try to help or anything. Wouldn't want you to overexert yourself. God knows you'd need 6 changes of clothes to drive 2 states over, you vain fuck. Gotta stay ready to put on a fashion show in some filthy motel bathroom. I'm fucking exhausted, by the way, so thanks for that. Finally, I've had to get some shut-eye at 2 a.m. on account of your 5 below the speed limit bullshit. You drive like my grandma, the deceased one. I'm gonna have to raw dog the driving myself if we're gonna make any kind of headway, aren't I? Oh, he can't get another speeding ticket. He doesn't want his license revoked, pussy. That's your problem. You let the nanny state tell you what to do, thinking you're not allowed to drive unless you're in position of a little laminated piece of plastic with a picture of you grinning like a dumb fuck. Bet you told him you'd be an organ donor too, huh? Such a good boy. Yeah, no one wants your organ, bud. Don't even worry about it. The dry spell continues. Oh, fuck off. A lady never kisses and tells. I don't see any ladies around here, but I don't kiss and tell either. I'm gonna expect a tip in the morning for being your little bellhop. Running eggs at some greasy spoon diner, maybe? Some folksy MILF waitress calling you hun and shug. You're so backed up, you'll probably come in your pants before the coffee's poured. Thank God you got 5 more pairs where those came from. What? I'm changing clothes. I'm fucking tired, man. Nothing you haven't seen before, I'm sure. Gotta remind you, I have girl parts every once in a while. Keep you on your toes. I'll keep it NC-17 or whatever. Just gonna rock the t-shirt and panties. Kinda hot in here. That little busted AC unit humming in the corner isn't doing much. Well, yeah, there's only one bed. Get over yourself. What am I made of, money? Besides, this place seems like it's meant to be rented out for exactly 1/2 hour. Just enough time for some horny, estranged couple to hate-fuck it out before they exchange custody for the weekend. It's not gonna be like a mattress store in here. Oh my god. Grow up, dude. You're not sleeping on the fucking floor. I'm not gonna have your big ass hunched over in the passenger seat, whining about back pain all day tomorrow. I already know you're gonna crank the dial on some awful top 40 bullshit. Don't wanna hear your mouth on top of it. Just drop your drawers and get in here, lightweight. I'm about to crash. We're not going head to toe either. I don't want your sweaty size 14s in my face the whole night. Be a fucking adult about it. Well, yeah, I'm touching you. It's not like I'm trying to. It's a narrow-ass bed and you're about 10 feet tall. I kinda got nowhere to go. Stop making it weird and just go to sleep. Click that little lamp on the dresser already. If you're having impure thoughts, there's probably a Bible in there you can read. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to get comfortable. This shit sucks. The spring's digging into all my good parts like fucking a robot with a corkscrew dick. Scoot over. Why do you keep inching away from me? You're gonna fall off the fucking side. Just let it happen, coward. You know we're just cuddling, like, platonically, right? I'm not even attracted to you. You're too pretty. I like guys rough around the edges. Oh my god, you're fucking hard. What do you mean, no? Like I'm stupid or something? You think I'm such a tomboy that I don't know what a dick feels like? Am I to believe you brought a baseball bat to bed in case some intruder pops the door chain? Wow, you're really packing, huh? I guess a guy your size would be built to scale. Be a pretty cruel joke if not. Jesus, sorry. It's just surprising to be pressed up against your bestie's bulge for the first time, you know? All these years and I had no idea you were packing a fat hog into that denim. You weren't exactly flaunting it in gray sweatpants or anything. Yeah, I'm trying to embarrass you. Actually, is it working? Good. I don't know. Just put yourself in my shoes for a second. What if I lifted my headband tee and flopped out some milky double D's? Sounds physically impossible, but suspend your disbelief here. You'd probably be pretty speechless, right? Yeah, see? It was just unexpected. That's all. Oh, take your fucking hand off of it, pussy. Stop covering up. You're gonna need two hands to do that anyway. Maybe three? That is a tasty piece, though, my guy. For real. Put some of that stuff bookmarked on my phone to shame. You want to extend our road trip a little longer and head out to the San Fernando Valley? Get you into the industry? I could be your agent slash fluffer. Yeah, somehow I don't think you have the temperament for porn. You'd be stammering, asking the girl out for tapas after you bust on her face. Trying to make a love connection instead of linking directly up to some lucky slut's G-spot with that sausage. So, can I, touch it? Well, yeah, I want to. You think I'm gonna pass out on an opportunity like this without grabbing that bull by the horn? I've never felt like our friendship was wrought with sexual tension or anything, but you're a nice guy with a nice dick. Why not? You can come at me without catching feelings, right? I guess we'll have to find out. God. Look at how small it makes my hand look. I'm gonna have to choke up on this thing like I was trying to hit a high fastball. Come here. Is it cool if we, like, kiss you, right? I don't just want to be over here tugging away like a sperm bank nurse or something. It's so clinical.
You feel good. All pressed up against me like that. There you go. Lie on your back. Let me tuck in right next to you so I can wrestle this monster. You know, I fight dirty, right? Got to when you're my size. Let me squeeze nice and hard. Maybe circle this slick tip with my thumb until you're throbbing. The bigger they are, the harder they come. All in due time, my guy. This pussy's not going anywhere. You gonna get past my hand before you can make it to the main event like a mini-boss. I wanna see it when they make you fucking bust for the first time. These motel suites probably have plenty of stands already. One more won't hurt. Just like that. Pop those hips and fuck my little hand. I wanna see how far you can shoot. Blow all over your chest and belly so my tongue has something to do. Come on, give it up. What's a little cum shot between friends? Of an hour ago, you were fighting me over the ox. Now I'm pumping your dick until you make a sticky mess. I'll be your little hotel maid. Don't you worry. Now come for me, so I can start the cleanup. Oh, fuck yes! God. Damn. Look at that distance. Come on. More. More, more. All of it. Spurt, spurt, spurt. Jesus Christ. I just painted my masterpiece all over you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna sign my work with my tongue in cursive. This is why I told you to pack snacks for the trip. You're not gonna get full service like this in some drive-thru. You good? You look like you're having an out-of-body experience. No buyer's remorse in this harsh light of post-nut clarity, right? I'm still the same gremlin who bit your wrist over the last slice of pizza. Now, I've just jacked you off is all. No big deal. Good. Let's cuddle up for a second while you recuperate. Hand jobs aside, I really appreciate you dropping everything at a moment's notice to hit the road with me. I know you're not the most spontaneous person in the world. Sometimes all the shit builds up and I just gotta drive. I get, like, wanderlust.
Also regular lust, apparently.
You're a good friend.
And a good fuck. TBD, I suppose, but
I've got my bet placed.
Yeah, no rush. I've lost sleep for much stupider reasons than riding you into the mattress.
You sure you're ready for this, pussy? She's not to be trifled with.
Your funeral, fuckboy.
The panties are coming off. We've reached the point of no return, because once I kick these undies onto the floor, you better believe I'm getting stuffed with something. Let me straddle up. I'm losing the t-shirt, too. Giving you the whole show.
Yeah, you love these little titties? Ugh, shut the fuck up. What do you always call them? Mosquito bites?
You're staring pretty hard there. Must be awfully jealous of the mosquito. Now, brace yourself, because I'm gonna sink all the way down on this thick fucker until there's no more daylight between my thighs. Bottom out and let my best friend stretch my cunt like taffy.
Okay.
God damn. That's good. Go slow at first, okay? I don't mind a little pain, but I'm not trying to get sent into orbit. There you go. Grab my hips and hold me steady, so I can pack that dick inside me. You like the way I grind in circles? Nice and tight, right? Jesus Christ. Watch me rub my clit.
I'm gonna use the magic hand that made you come to do the same thing to me.
Chase that pleasure and clamp this hot cunt even harder around your fat fucking shaft. Give it to me. That's it. To get fucked properly now. Unleash that beast. Pound up into me till my legs are shaking. Stuff me full until I fucking gush. Oh my god. Right there. Right there until I can go dumb on that dick. Break your bestie with a huge fucking conk. These motel walls are thin for a reason, right? Make me scream so loud that the couple next door hears it and comes. Start a chain reaction to this entire skeezy-ass place. Fuck yes. Put you back into it. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna grab my gun and squeeze your butt. Take it, fucking come. Load number two on this creepy little cunt. Let me milk you and tell your mom my fucking name. Oh, fuck.
Lost my balance.
Toppled forward right onto you. Still squeezing that cock nice and snug though, right? Give me a kiss.
You fucked me so good, my equilibrium's all out of whack. The room is spinning. Hold me before I let shit get dizzy. This ride is way better than anything at that shitty roadside amusement park you wanted to head up, huh? Getting drilled like that really takes it out of you. Let's get some rest. I'll just curl up right here. You're comfy.
Gotta get an early start tomorrow if we're gonna see all that stupid shit on my list. I couldn't live with myself if I missed out on the world's largest vacuum cleaner. And speaking of sucking, you're gonna get a special kind of wake-up call. So, prepare yourself for that. I fully intend to tame that morning wood with my mouth and start your day on the right side of the bed. Good night.